Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey. This is the Bobby
Bones
Show. Let's go.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, so Monday's Get to Know You Day. I'm going to ask the question to give you guys time to think about it. You can't pick money or to have something to sell. But if you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be?
Ooh.
You have to actually use it.
Mm.
If you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be? Amy?
Snail serum that I put on my face.
What? Excuse
what,
me?
What? Now? You'd have, that's a, that, you think you're still going to be doing that in 5 years?
Oh, well, I mean, if I have a lifetime supply, I'm going to do it the rest of my life because it's supposed to make your face, like, less wrinkles and more glowy skin.
I hear you. I guess there are always new and better and more scientifically researched.
Oh, you think they're going to advance the snail?
Or serum? They go, snails kill you, or something. I just felt like that was a weird thing to pick.
Oh, man. This stuff is like liquid gold to me, so I'll take a lifetime supply.
That's what she picks of everything.
Yes.
Lunchbox?
Cars.
Wait.
No, one
but
thing.
But one does
one
it then. One car.
Okay. One car?
But
lifetime
you drive one until
car?
It dies, and then you drive another one. But you only get one at a time. It's not limitless.
Oh, I thought like I could have a Ferrari one day, a Lambo the next day. Like,
no.
But lifetime supply of someone, you want a lifetime supply of Chipotle.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right, like if mine is the snail stuff, I get one a
Got
day.
It.
Like you don't get a car each day.
You get it until it dies. But you get a new car every 8 years.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
Well, so
that's
pictures.
Stupid. Like
okay,
well,
what do you pick?
I literally thought I was getting, man.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Hey, yeah. We'll circle back.
I got confused.
Circle back.
We'll circle back. Eddie.
Can I do airline miles?
You do whatever you want.
Airline miles. I want to go everywhere. And you know what? I'll be there today. What are we doing? You want to have dinner in New York? Let's go today.
That's a pretty good one.
No. Actually,
miles.
It's really dumb.
Why?
Why would you not just say private jets? Why would you have the airline miles when you could
because
just use the jet?
Private jets, you have to pay for gas and pay a pilot. With airline miles,
I can't
it's all
afford
paid
that.
For free.
Jeez.
Boom. That's why I did it.
Yeah. You don't want to say private jet because you got to pay for a hangar. You got to pay for a pilot. You got to pay for repairs.
I can't afford that.
No, you want airline miles.
That's right.
So you just drive up to the airport and go.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
I'm an idiot.
I would do lifetime supply of cell phone charge.
What? You would waste
so
on that?
So you're at 100 the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life?
It doesn't matter. I never have to charge a phone. No power issue ever. My phone just stays charged.
That's pretty good.
Is
pretty
it,
good because, yeah, you stress out when you're really low and you're
a
in the
lot
middle
of
nowhere.
Stress, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
You don't stress
I don't
out.
Relate.
And your phone also dies.
Right.
Yes.
I'm fine with that.
You?
Circle back.
We're going to circle back. What you got?
Yeah, man.
Still thinking, man?
No, I mean.
Babes.
No, islands.
No, babes. I have a wife.
Boats.
I can't have babes.
Wives.
Boats.
Jet skis.
Jet skis are cool, too, but.
Lottery tickets.
That's it.
Beer.
Oh, lifetime supply. Yeah.
Dude, lottery tickets.
What
scratch,
you,
scratch, scratch.
What if you had that, though, and you never won? Like, that would be the worst.
But I would save so much money and with not buying them that I just get them and scratch them. Great. Lottery tickets. Whoever came up with that, great idea.
Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
I don't think I did.
Oh, who said lottery tickets?
Eddie.
Oh, I did?
I don't think I did.
Maybe
oh,
did I did.
Are you? Yeah, doing lottery tickets.
I was doing an impression on Lunchbox. I was out of body. I don't remember that being me. I just remembered him saying that. Okay, well, there we go.
We none of us know, like, sometimes what comes out of our mouth.
Yeah, I know. We do this show for hours and hours.
Yeah. Right.
I don't even know what we talk about on the air or in my real life. There are times where I'm like, did I talk about this on the show or did I talk about
I know,
my
if
life?
Something comes up today where it's like, what did we talk about yesterday? I'm going to be like, what?
No idea.
We did?
It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My fiance and I have always had the deal that he would take my last name. That's right. He will take my last name. I love my last name. I feel like my last name is better. He's always been on board, but now he's starting to have second thoughts. The question I have, will he be made fun of by all of his guy friends? And will we spend the rest of our lives talking about why he took my last name? Is it worth it? By the way, neither one of us want to hyphenate the name. Signed, in last name limbo. Amy, your initial reaction?
My initial reaction is y'all should do what you want. Don't worry about what you have to explain to other people.
Boom.
And if anybody makes fun of it, that's their problem. Go with your last name. If he's mostly been on board with it, then go with that. If you don't want to hyphenate, go with the name that y'all like better and don't worry about anybody else.
If you're asked if he will be harassed by his guy friends, if he has guy friends like we have guy friends, yes, he will.
Yeah, but then...
Well, who cares?
So what? It'd be hot to see him defend himself.
Hot in the world?
She'll be attracted to him being like...
So you like it that he has one traditional gender role but not the other?
Huh.
Yeah, he just have to, like, fight. Yeah. But he can stand up for himself and just be like, hey.
Like cyber attack?
Yeah.
I wonder how bad his last name is. Is it Butt or something? Like, what is it?
It doesn't matter.
Lunchbox?
Oh. It's a lifetime of laughs. They're going to get harassed. They're going to get ridiculed. People are going to make fun of them. And everybody's going to be like, oh, so every time. So what was your maiden name? Oh, no, that is my name.
By the way, the term maiden name is so weird.
Uh-huh. And it's
like what is this, 1812, your maiden name?
It's so awkward. It makes him look like less of a man. It ruins, like, even in a business setting, if he has to change his name at work, oh my gosh.
That's tough.
He is not going to get promoted because of it.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it is real tough. He's a Smith and he comes in as a Jackson on Monday. Like, what in the world?
Change your name, bro?
That would be weird.
I got married and
would be awkward, yes.
Yeah. Every aspect of his life, he will be ridiculed.
Or his company sees him as progressive and he gets a raise.
Or his company's like, our company doesn't give a crap.
Well,
but only the people that work right next to him care. Okay, so here's the thing. If he is losing his 100%, he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, the 80 doesn't mean anything?
If he was at 100, now he's at 80, he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Mm.
He's just slowly backing away from it. You guys are going to have to figure out a plan, but I'm just letting you know right now, he doesn't want to do this. Not that he's not going to do it. Not that you guys aren't going to decide that he's going to do it in the end. He doesn't want to do it right now, and he's not fully on board.
You think because he's feeling the pressure from buddies or he's thinking about all that stuff that she mentioned?
All of that could be a factor.
Ooh.
So you're going to have to resolve this yourself. But if he's like, yeah, okay, I'll go. He's going to resent that at some point unless you have this pre-conversation about it. You're going to have to give something up, too. Like the first name of a kid or something. You're going to have to trade something here, a value, if that's what you want to do. Or he's going to resent the fact that he changed his name because he will get made fun of regardless of how healthy he is and his friends. If I came in and I changed my name to Bobby Parker, Caitlin's name, her first name.
I would not
name.
Make fun of you. Not one bit.
Oh my God, we'd laugh
I would
all
laugh
time.
For sure. But then after a year or so, it's just normal.
No,
whatever.
No, what if it was changed to the Bobby Parker Show?
Well, but Bones isn't my real last name.
I mean,
that'd be funny, dude.
Yeah. I mean, oh my, you would not
that'd be nice.
Look, I mean, you've said Caitlin's family's opened you with welcome arms.
But there's a difference between open arms and, like, oh my goodness.
Submitting?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to have this talk. It's not for us to decide, but you've heard the knucklehead say what they think, and I don't think that he's into it as much, so you need to make sure. And if anything, trade him something so he can't hold it against you forever. I took your last name! Because they'll do that.
The Bobby Parker Show.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So our listeners have questions for us. Morgan keeps them. We address them all at once. Morgan, what's question number one?
So they want to know when the show driving competition is happening.
Scuba Steve's been on vacation for a while. And so he's the one who organizes that. So it'll happen in the next week or so, next couple weeks. But we were already hot on it. And then he left. But we'll get there. And everybody will be driving, parallel parking.
I'm looking forward to it.
Just to settle the debate on who the worst driver is.
Can't wait. What car are we driving?
I don't know yet. We'll have to figure all that out. We may just get like a... standard rental, so no one has an advantage.
Okay.
So, yes, next question.
Is Lunchbox's friend Hot Rodney even real?
So, Lunchbox claimed he could set Morgan up with his friend Hot Rodney, and then we've heard nothing about it since.
Yeah, I even tried to go to him and be like, hey, is this happening? And he was like, yeah, I'm on it. Nothing.
Hot Rodney?
Oh, yeah. I sent him a text, and he was like, oh, yeah, we'll get together and talk about it. And then he went out of town for work, and so hopefully when he gets back from out of work, we were supposed to get beers.
I give up, Morgan.
No.
It's a lot of stumbling.
I mean, you're
there.
Like the worst wingman
struggling
ever.
No.
Yeah. Because I didn't tell him, hey, dude, I got a business idea for you. I didn't
business
tell him.
Idea? It's going on a date with Morgan.
Yeah.
I know, but it's my...
You going to charge him?
No. I didn't want to just throw it out there like, hey, man, you want to...
No, just throw it out there.
You know what? I'll just give him
that's
Morgan's number.
That's how you
number.
Do it. No.
You have to be a wingman.
I'll give Morgan his number. I'll say, here's her number, here's
that's
a pick.
That's not how... Okay, that's not going
to
happen.
No, it's going to happen.
Okay, go ahead.
Explain how would you like me to go about it then?
Hey, Hot Rodney. What's his name?
Hot Rodney.
Hot Rodney, hey. I think you should go out with Morgan. We're talking about it. I think... What do you think? Here's our Instagram. Let me know what you think. That's it.
Okay.
Sounds easy, huh?
Didn't think it was that. I thought it was a lot more complicated.
Not at all.
It's not business either.
All right, next one.
Is someone still eating 3 pounds of food?
Yeah, we were going to do the bit where someone could eat 3 pounds of food and then weigh themselves. That was one of you guys' science experiments.
Yeah, and Lunchbox agreed to do it.
Yeah, for like $200.
$70?
Mike, yes. Shut up.
So are you leaving? You don't want to do it for $70?
No, I mean, I can
He's
do
in.
It. I'll figure it out.
For 3 pounds of food, $70.
Yeah, to see if I weigh more. Yes.
Let's do it next week.
It's just going to be hard. I don't know if I can. I have no idea if I can eat 3 pounds of food. Like, I eat a lot of food.
Yeah, but don't eat that night and then next morning and then eat 3 pounds of food.
You can
make $70. And if you don't eat 3 pounds of food, you get no dollars.
No. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
because you can eat one bite and be like, I'm done. Give me my money.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. Next week. All right, next, Morgan.
Did Scuba Steve finish his show dates?
Scuba Steve, you were to go on a date with every single person on the show.
I was, yes.
And how did it go?
All of them were great except for Abby, Mike D, and Lunchbox.
Oh, they were bad?
Well, we didn't get a chance to do those.
Do you still plan to do it or are you giving up?
Yeah, I was going to ask you for an extension if I can because I know the due date was August 15th. Mm-hmm. And I was gone for a little bit. So I want to know if
you
I
did
can.
Have a week that you left. So I'm going to go yes, you get an extension until... September 1st.
Okay, cool. All right,
there you go.
Thank you.
Morgan, what's next?
And the last one.
But will there be wigs? You only get extensions if there are wigs.
I will order some wigs.
Okay, good.
And the last one. They want more of the Bobby Sings It Wrong game.
What's that? Yeah.
Oh, that's so
it was
hard.
The first line of a country song, and I was just singing it wrong. And so you guys had to guess what the song was.
Yeah.
For example, yo, I went down yonder.
On Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
Got it.
Whoa. I didn't hear that at all.
Right. What? It's the point. You're not supposed to hear it.
No, that's how I hear music like
what
that.
What if he hears it exactly as it is?
That's how I hear music.
Opposite?
Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, we'll get another round of that up. All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
They loved it.
Thank you, Morgan. All right. You guys can always hit us up in the mailbag, too. Bobby Bones at mail. What is it?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
There you go.
It's time for the good news
with Amy. Tell me something good.
All right. I have an 11-year-old hero. Her name is Addison Carter, and she started to smell smoke in her home. So she ran to her parents' room. She was talking so fast, they couldn't understand what she was saying. And then finally, they made it out, and they're like, oh my gosh. And then she ran around and woke up everybody else and got everybody out of the house in time, including a grandmother as well. So if she hadn't discovered it, who knows what could have ended up happening. And here's our hero talking to other kids about what to do.
If you know that something isn't right, try to tell someone immediately because it could save your life.
What do you tell your kids about emergency situations like that?
Well, I mean...
Haven't had that talk?
Well, no, we've tried to do for a while. They couldn't quite get down 911. I think that we've got a handle on that now. I often worry about my daughter, though, because when we get those tornado... sirens, and sometimes we have to go hide. She does not want to go do it, and she's in the worst mood. And I'm like, do you realize we're in a closet under the stairs for safety? And she's someone that's lived through a tornado that ripped through East Nashville a block away from our home. Like, you would think she would be motivated to keep herself safe.
Teenagers, man.
I know. And she's stubborn. Like, look, we've always been fine. I'm just going to go to my room. But, like, she brings her pillow, and she's all mad, and she lays down. And so I think if I was not home to make her go down there, she would probably be like, I'm just going to stay in my bed.
At my show in Wichita, my comedically inspirational show, somebody pulled a fire alarm And it's going, beep, beep. Nobody left. Everybody in the audience is like, we're just going to chill. Firefighters are walking through with axes.
So what'd y'all do?
Nothing.
We just sat there.
We would have burned too.
Yeah, everybody. Well, we were like, should we? Well, nobody was leaving. And then there were firefighters that had pulled up and they were walking through to make sure, like full suits and axes. And I'm telling the audience, like, we're not leaving. I didn't tell them anything. I was just like, I couldn't believe everybody was staying.
Did they feel like it was part of it? Like you're.
Oh, I would never do that as part of the
act. That would be a weird joke.
That would be hilarious. Thank you, Amy. Great story. Good for her. 11 years old. Saving lives. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The question is, what's the most annoying sound in the world? We're going to play the Bobby Feud here. And if you win, you will either win the cash or the prize. It is your pick. And I've written both of them down. If you win the cash, I have the amount. It could be 1 cent. It could be 100 cents. But one of the prizes is good and one of them is bad, okay?
Okay.
We have three players here. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie. Now we'll roll the dice to see who goes first. As always, the person going first will be Amy. You'll go first. Amy, right. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, what's the most annoying sound in the world?
Fingers on a chalkboard.
Fingers on a chalkboard. Let's go. Number two. That's correct.
Number two. Okay. Yard work. Like. All the.
Yard work.
Or like weed eater. Mowing. Do I have to be specific?
Yard work. Wow. Number nine. Yard work, mowing the lawn.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Eddie. I was like, that was a terrible answer. I love yard
work. I think you mean in the morning, like when you're trying to sleep or something?
Yeah, or anytime. It's just a loud, annoying noise.
2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, what's the most annoying sound in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Amy?
Honking.
Amy hears that a lot.
Like, go.
Hurry up.
At her.
It's just annoying.
Show me honking. Lunchbox, over to you.
Easy. Screaming kids.
Oh. Speaking from experience.
Let me hear kids.
Aww.
Babies crying, kids talking loudly at number four.
What are you doing?
Smacking.
Show me smacking. Number one is loud chewing or snacking.
Construction.
Show me construction.
Specifically jackhammering. There's jackhammering on there.
That would be on there, right?
You don't get to re-ask the question after we buzzed you. Eddie.
Yeah. Should I go jackhammering? No. Bones, let's go with slurping.
Drinking loudly or slurping?
What?
We go to round two where points are doubled. Amy's in the lead, 11-5. The number one answer is off the board, loud chewing. Nails on a chalkboard at 2. Babies or kids talking and crying at 4. Mowing the yard at 9. Amy, what's the most annoying sound in the world, according to listeners?
Crickets. At night.
That's beautiful.
It's annoying when you're trying to sleep and it's like insects are like.
You sleep outside?
No, but show me crickets. Okay.
Lunchbox in second place right now.
I'm just waiting for the big points, you know?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for anything to come to my head that can be annoying. Oh, man. I know. Nagging wife. Nagging spouse. That's annoying noise.
Wow, he's taking that off his whole family.
No, you guys deal with it. Your wife doesn't nag you ever?
Not really.
We asked 2,000 listeners. Lunchbox says, nagging wife or spouse.
Guess people like that.
Eddie, points are doubled here.
Yeah, this is where I go hard. Bones, give me alarm clock.
Show me.
That's good.
Alarm.
It's an annoying sound.
I know, I'm struggling, dude. I don't know, I got nothing.
An alarm clock did not make it. That is.
Huh. That's so annoying.
It is annoying.
All right, points are tripled now.
All right, you know what's so annoying is when, like, people try to show off their loud muffler, like, either on a bike or car, or they drive by and it's so loud. It's annoying. I get annoyed every time.
What's the answer?
Like, I think what makes that noise is the muffler or the loud car, loud mode of transportation.
Loud car.
I have that, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
That's way
dogs
than...
barking.
That's so good.
Dogs. Give me that triple.
That's 5 points or 15 points. Wow. Lunchbox takes the lead.
Dang. Okay.
Yep. You know what else is annoying?
Sirens.
Show me sirens. Number 8 answer worth 24 points.
Oh my goodness, guys. What's that? That's me out in the lead. Is that annoying to hear or what?
So your answer is you?
No. Nope.
I just feel like sirens are helpful.
They're helpful, but they're annoying. They scare you. What else I got, man?
Yeah, you're stalling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am stalling.
2,000 Bobby Bones Show listeners.
Okay, can I ask you something about Amy's?
You can't ask me anything. When do you get to ask the host for help?
Well, did Amy take all transportation out? Like when she's, I don't know what her answer was. Was it mufflers? What did you count it as?
I just said loud car. Sound like whatever.
Okay, then I won't say that one. Okay. The telephone. The ring. Just telephone
ring. Phone ringing?
Yep, phone ringing.
Show me phone ringing. Lunchbox with a big lead, though. Eddie, you got to score some points here. He has 44 points.
How many we got left?
1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Oh, 4. That's a lot.
The ones off the board are loud chewing, nails on a chalkboard, babies, kids, dogs barking, smoke detector beep or sirens or car alarms, that's one, or lawnmowers.
Bones, give me messing with a chip bag.
Huh?
A chip bag.
Great last answer. Just go ahead. That was
you know what I mean? Hey, good job.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah! Yeah! That's all you have?
Can I change my answer into Lunchbox?
Lunchbox's voice. Number 10 answer. It was number 10. It would have got you 30 points.
No
way. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. It should have said
really?
It.
Really?
But I was like, why would they put that?
Yeah, I was like, that'd be mean, guys.
Listeners. Number 10 was Lunchbox's voice. Number 3 was talking on the phone in public. Number 6 was snoring. And number 7 was people blasting music in public. But our big winner, 44 points, is Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Okay, now Lunchbox, you get to choose your prize. Would you like?
And they stay there! And they stay there!
So annoying.
The cash or the prize?
Cash.
Ooh. Oh.
Cash.
Ooh.
Hand it over. And that Benji.
It's not a Benji.
Oh.
Maybe it's a bigger one.
It's way less than $100. Would you like the cash or the prize?
Cash.
It's way less than $50. Like cash or prize?
Cash!
It's way less than $30. Would you like cash or prize?
How is it way less than $30?
Well, you don't even know what the prize is.
There's ones, fives, tens.
Quarters?
Yeah.
Quarters.
Now, what cash. Size is the prize?
I don't give you any more hints.
Cash.
Okay. It's way less than $25. Last time, if you pay cash, you will get whatever's on here, or you can have prize.
Prize has to be more than $25, right? If it's a prize. Cash.
That's the right thing. The cash is $20. Cash.
Yeah!
Lunchbox.
Yeah!
I'll just Venmo it to you.
Thank you very much.
There it is. Thank you. There's our big winner, Lunchbox.
What? Our listeners are rude.
What's the prize?
You would have got a used can that I'm drinking over here of kombucha.
Hey, good choice.
Yeah.
Woo! Good job, man.
A stupid listener saying I'm annoying voice.
You won. Why be mad at them?
Get that.
It's over. Move on.
I should have, when Eddie said, oh, so you're picking you? I should have said, yeah, I am, actually.
Man, then you would have dominated.
You should have.
All right, there's our winner, Lunchbox. Thank you very much. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Let's play What Would Make You Angrier with Your Partner. Amy, since you have a reverse husband now, just
I'll play
think of the good old times.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. If they made dinner for themselves or ordered dinner for themselves, both without asking if you wanted anything. I'm going to go ordered. That would make me like, why? Because she's a good cook, but she really has special kind of food that she likes that I don't really like that much. So if she cook, but ordering, you can order from anywhere and you can easily order me stuff too. I would that ordering for me.
Cooking. Like if you're going to take the time to grill something and then you only grill for you, that's going to annoy me.
I feel like Amy's starting to get mad.
Hey, girl.
I know. I think this whole thing's going to get people mad.
I love it.
Should we set her off to the side? Put her on Amy Island?
No.
Let her play. Let her play.
Lunchbox.
Oh, order. Like, you're going to order a special meal from a restaurant that obviously we like and is around our house, and you're not even going to think, hey, would you like something? Oh, I'm upset.
Eddie?
Order. Dude, if she ordered pizza and didn't get me one, it's over.
Which would you be angrier at? If your significant other snooped through your iPhone's camera roll or snooped through your internet history? And it doesn't have to be that they find something. It's just they tried to sneakily go to one of them and look. Amy?
Internet history?
Yeah, for you, that's weird because you're not looking at anything on the internet that's weird.
Right, but what if I was...
trying to kill
him? Googling...
Oh, how to get rid of...
Yes, yeah, that happens sometimes.
Attorneys.
Yes, see?
Attorneys.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Lunchbox? It's a joke.
That's funny. That was a funny joke.
Man, I would say phone because then she got my password, but really it's my internet because I don't have anything on my phone. Like my camera roll, who cares? So, yeah, my internet history, because there's some stuff on there.
Just from this work.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's always work. You guys have me looking at chicks.
No,
yeah.
We don't have you looking at chicks. You look at chicks all the time.
And then you have me talk about it.
No, sometimes
you know who I was looking at the other day?
No, I don't.
Robin Thicke's fiance in a bikini.
He was looking at her.
Eddie.
I would go web browser, because we share photos. We share iCloud, so she knows my photos. But the history, she could take, like, why were you looking up divorce? For the show. Are you sure? Yes, I promise. I can see that being a thing.
That's interesting. My wife has my iPhone password, because a lot of times I'm like, hey, I need you to post this for me. Will you grab the phone? So the phone thing wouldn't bother me. Like the pictures. I guess the internet thing if I had to pick. But I didn't realize I logged into her Google the other day. I told you guys. And I,
yes.
She hit the Google and it shows all your past searches. And it showed her all my past Google searches. Like, luckily for me, I'm lame. Because it was all these goofy things like Ezekiel Elliott playing for the Patriots.
Yeah.
It was... But probably internet history if I had to pick one.
I mean, for this show, we do Google a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean,
exactly.
Rat poison and coffee.
Wait, you did that?
You know?
That's you.
Or lawyers to help you after you Google rat poison and coffee.
Yeah, I looked that up here. Mm-hmm. Eye drops in coffee.
That's to make somebody poop their pants.
What's another one? What else do they put in it?
Then she's like, gasoline and coffee. It's all things you can put in coffee to... If you walked in on them watching a TV show that you're supposed to watch together, or you walked in during when they're watching like a dirty scene of a show that you don't know what it is.
Oh.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, I got it.
For me, it's the first one. Like, we agreed to watch the show together. You're cheating. Mm-hmm. I'd feel weird about that.
What? I guess the second one, what I don't know what kind of
dirty
show you're
scene.
Talking about.
Dirty. Like Showgirls. Like
dirty, yeah.
Yes.
Like you walk in and he's watching
one.
Showgirls.
Second one.
All
yeah.
by himself. Me, I would say cheating on the show. Because, like, if she's watching a dirty scene, I'd be like, that's what's up.
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be a good day if she's watching the dirty show. She's watching one of our regular shows. Not cool.
Okay. Got two left.
That sounds like Maddie. High five.
Yeah, man, right here.
High five.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they invited their family to stay over for the weekend without asking you.
Oh, gosh, that's bad.
Or they let a family member borrow $1,000 without asking you.
Oh, that's easy.
Which one bothers you more? Lunchbox?
Her money, her problems, because we have separate accounts so she can lend all the money she wants. Invite that family over without telling me? Ooh, not cool.
Eddie?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with the money. $1,000 to someone without telling me, that's a big one.
Amy.
I feel like if they did the money, they had a good reason why, and that'd be emergency. And so if you invite anybody over to my house without telling me, that gets me upset because there's things I want to do to prepare to make it ready for them. And so they feel welcome, especially if they're staying the night. So I'd be annoyed.
I get that one. I would probably say the family one, too, because I keep my schedule somewhat full. And I would be irritated that they're here and I didn't clear out any time. Because I love him so much.
Oh, that's sweet of you, man.
Boom, what's up?
Dang, dude,
Scuba, send that clip to his in-laws.
That is true, though. I love when they come. It's the greatest.
But not unannounced. You don't like...
I don't care. If they showed up right now and they're like, we're here for 4 days, let's go. It's awesome.
Okay. That'll change.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, you have good in-laws. Like, yep.
I'm not even making a joke. Like, I love it when they come. My Caitlin's sister and my brother-in-law came and stayed. I was sad when they had to leave. They're here 5 days with a baby.
Yeah, but they announced they were coming, and they told you how long they'd be here. It's different.
But it wouldn't have mattered.
But not everybody has a relationship with their in-laws.
But like, I would still pick that as the more annoying one, because I would just be like, oh, I didn't even get a chance to clear my schedule.
Right.
Moving on.
Thank you.
If they left the house with a candle still burning or the oven on.
That's easy.
Yeah, easy.
I guess the candle's still burning because that could cause a fire. I think the oven... You're okay, because like Thanksgiving, I got that oven running like all day and everything's
nothing
fine.
Happened.
I mean,
well, you probably have a candle on all day too, and nothing would happen.
No.
Like it could.
I've seen horror stories.
But I'm saying though, I've had a candle burning
totally.
All day and nothing's happened.
Yes.
Right, but I think you've got more risk with the candle than you do the oven.
I would agree with the risk part. If our dog knocks a candle over because we're not home and the place catches on fire, that'd be the tough one.
Right.
The candle. It's candle for me. It's probably candle for all of us, right?
Candle.
Yes. Candle.
Yeah.
I almost burned down our house as a kid with a candle because my friend Courtney gave us a homemade candle and I started burning it. Went away for 6 minutes and I guess she didn't do a very good job. The windowsill was on fire.
So
yeah, don't leave candles.
So what happened?
Oh, we just threw water on it, but I mean, not good. You got to... candles are very dangerous, guys. Just
thank
do
you.
Not
thank
light
you.
Candles
absolutely.
In the house.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Wow. Fire Marshal Lunch. Thank you, because you're right. You're right.
I'm just telling you, the oven.
And thank you for telling us.
You know what? I mean, I don't know.
All right, there. He doesn't know. I'm so annoyed with myself. I sit over here and I have Sharpies for all sizes, for all things. And I have a nice shirt on today, a little button-up shirt. And I was drawing, and it flew off, and my Sharpie got all over my button-up shirt. Does anything take Sharpie out of clothes?
Ah, man, I have a shirt that you drew on like 10 years ago, and it's still got the Sharpie on it.
Yeah, I don't think so, because, you know, that's what you sign things with, and you wash your shirt, and the signature's still there.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be logical right now?
Sorry, dude.
That is actually good logic, though.
Oh. But
this is a good shirt. Now should I just draw all over it then?
Yeah.
Try to blend it in.
Some brands, that's like a
rubbing
thing.
Alcohol, I guess.
People pay extra for
one of the most effective ways to get dried permanent marker out of clothes is by using rubbing alcohol. Mm. Place the stained area on a paper towel, dip a cloth or sponge in rubbing alcohol, and apply it gently to the stain. Do we have any alcohol here? We have tequila?
I have moonshine.
Try that.
Yep.
I don't think that's going to work here. But I'm so annoyed. I like this shirt.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Saying hi to your neighbor boosts your well-being. A whole study was done, and adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have a better life than those that just ignore their neighbors and don't say hello.
I don't know my neighbors. I don't ignore them. I just don't know them.
Mm.
We don't see each other.
Let's just say you happen to pass someone somewhere. Do
what's
you
up? It doesn't matter who the
hello?
Human is. Hello, human.
Okay.
I just meet generally anywhere. Hi, human. It doesn't care if it's a sidewalk or...
Yeah.
Maybe that'll work too, but the study showed that...
Maybe that'll work too.
Maybe that'll work. But the benefits are about 3 to 5 neighbors. If you say hi to more than 6, the benefits don't get any better.
You're overdoing it? That's too much. Relax.
My fear is that something's going to happen. I'm going to need a neighbor for something, and then they don't know me. So they don't open the door. I just don't know them. So it's like there's an emergency. But then I think, well, if it's an emergency, I would help anybody. They don't have to be a neighbor. If they just said, I need help, they would help me. But I get jealous of my neighbors because they have a generator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So one of mine does, too. I hear it come on when the power goes out. I hear that.
It's snowing or a storm, and all of a sudden I hear,
oh, that powers up their whole house?
Yes.
And I'm like, we got to get a generator. As soon as we get our power back, I'm going to get a generator. Then the power comes back. I forget about it because I got power.
Right.
It's like medicine.
So I never get a generator.
I can't figure out who my neighbor is that has it, but you hear it go on, and you're like, gosh, show off.
Yeah.
I have one, but it only powers up a lamp. That's the most. It powers
more than I got.
Which I have a neighbor update because I had a neighbor that has never waved at me for 3 years that I've lived there. I actually had a really odd encounter with them, too. And I don't know if they listen to the show. I don't think so. But... last week, she waved at me. 3 years of going by her. She's never once waved at me. I've walked past her, like on the sidewalk. Doesn't even look up. No wave. She waved at me. I couldn't believe it. And I thought, I wonder if...
does she flip you off, though? Because you're acting like she's now the greatest person ever. It's like she...
No, but remember I told you all the story on the show not too long ago, how she...
maybe she heard on the show.
Opened her door and yelled at me and slammed it.
Oh, same one.
Okay. Same one.
Yeah, well, good for you.
So progress.
That's cool, Amy.
My well-being
good
is
job.
Just getting... it's increasing. All right, so top historical events. Which one would you travel back in time to witness if you could? And I have the top answer that most people gave when this poll was taken.
Oh, there's a top answer? Is it a sporting event?
No.
What is it?
Ancient Egypt.
Oh, they're going way back.
You can go back. Some people wanted to go to the
okay, Big Bang.
American.
We're
going to
be stupid.
Whoa.
We're going to be stupid. I'm just going to see the Big Bang and bang.
Okay.
Watch it.
You're like, that's it?
I'm like, well, there we go. Okay, everything's now on. It's in the process. Oh, I didn't know we could. I picked 1912 when Teddy Roosevelt was shot. And he got up. It was in Milwaukee, and a guy shot him. And so he gets hit with a bullet. And luckily, the speech was in his pocket.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he bled, but he gets up and gives a speech, and it's like, you gotta shoot a moose with a bigger bullet than that, basically.
Dude,
and he kept going. It's basically what ended up winning him the election.
That's amazing.
Because he was shot and still did the speech right after that.
Wow, I never knew about that.
That's pretty
cool.
Yeah, that's where my mind goes immediately. Or the Big Bang, which would be cool to have watched. Or hang out with some dinosaurs just to see how close they were.
They're real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, you?
Oh, mine's along the same thing. I want to see JFK. Well, I just want to see who did it. Like, I want to...
okay,
now
that's
fair. Know that everyone's like, who did it?
Well, ask the expert. He did a report on it.
Yeah.
Man.
How many wigs are there, really?
Who did it?
Well, Lee Harvey did it, man.
Are you sure?
But I think he might have been put up to it.
Got it.
And then they had to put him out to shut him up.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
This is a tough
grassy
one.
Knoll, though, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'll look at the grassy
watch
knoll.
The grassy knoll. Okay, Lunchbox, you?
Let's see, man.
You've had time to think about
historical
it.
Event. She even gave us a tease about 6 minutes ago to think of one of these.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of one. History seems interesting.
Well, another top answer in the poll.
I'd like to go see Babe Ruth. That's good.
We just fed him that.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think of a sporting event. Like, what would I want to be a part of? Maybe Danny Manning and the Miracles when the Jayhawks won. I was alive, but I was too young in 88. That'd have been awesome.
Yeah, all of us would love to see Danny Manning and the Miracles.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The best.
What else, Amy?
So ancient Egypt, like I said, was at the top. And the second most popular answer was the American Revolution.
Ooh, you know what I would want to see? Marilyn Monroe.
What, dude, though? What?
I don't know. That dress scene when she does the...
You can see that. It's in a movie.
Yeah, yeah, but I'd like to be there, like...
To do what?
Just to see what it's like. Yeah.
What? Okay.
On Earth.
Amy?
I was thinking, like, the resurrection, 3 days after the crucifixion. Like, I want to be there.
You're just waiting outside the tomb?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know.
Like, I would want to see the
I'm
rock
here.
Being rolled away and being a part of that. Like, where did he go? So that would be cool. August is National Cowgirls Month. Did you know that?
Of course. We talk about it every day in here.
Well, growing up, I always wanted to be a cowgirl. And George Strait has a song all about this. Years ago, he wrote How About Them Cowgirls, which is awesome. And here he is talking about his favorite phrase in the song.
How about them cowgirls? It's one of my favorite, too. And you've heard the phrase, how about them cowboys? Well, this is how about them cowgirls? And this guy's seen it all, and he's been to Yellowstone and seen the lights of Vegas. But, hey, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something?
Yes. Cowgirls they're so cool. Which Reba is, like, she's a bona fide cowgirl rodeo woman. And then
she's a bona fide cowgirl rodeo woman? How do you get bona fide? Is that specifically?
Yeah. Very interesting title.
Well, bona fide means
you can
legit.
Say bona fide cowgirl, uh-huh. But even though it. I don't think that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Rodeo, I think, did I say rodeo woman?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she legit was a cowgirl or is a cowgirl. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of other country artists that fit that cowgirl framework. Reba, Miranda?
Like who's done
probably.
Rodeos?
Probably. No, just like we believe that they live the cow, they or have lived the cowboy, cowgirl life.
The ranch life, which the definition of that is they ride horses, they care for horses or cattle.
Miranda, Reba.
Ashley McBride, she rides horses.
Yeah, I don't know if she's a rancher though.
Mm, good point.
But she grew up in Arkansas, basically where I did. So we had horses around, but I don't know, those two, that's it.
What about Lainey, is she a cowgirl?
Not really. No. She's country, but she's not a cowgirl.
Gotcha.
Big difference. Moderate difference. They're not the same thing exactly. Okay, cool. Is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I understand being a thief. I'm not one. But I get it. Like, I can comprehend why you would steal things. That being said, I just wouldn't steal from a church. I would steal everywhere but church.
That's a one-way ticket.
That'd be the one place I would just go like, I'd like to have that. I need that for money. Not gonna touch that. Like that's just the
sacred.
Oh my gosh. So thieves stole the air conditioner.
Yeesh.
From the Southwest Assembly of God Church in the south side of Louisville, Kentucky. The people went to church and they were like, dang, it is warm. Maybe the AC just needs to be repaired, and they go to look at it and it was just gone.
Ugh.
Like nothing was there. So they get on social media and talk about it. The news comes to cover it. Because again, you just steal from a church? That's crazy. Welp, let me say what up to Dowenhauer Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Because Chris Evans, who's a manager, said, let me help you out here. He calls the manufacturer who donated the new AC unit. And then he took it and did all the work there for free. The church has air again. And they may not be caught yet, but they'll be caught.
Oh, God knows what they did.
They'll eventually pay.
They'll be paying.
Uh-huh.
So you can either go to the pearly gates or you... Oh, you're the air-conditioned stealers.
Yeah.
They're not on the list.
You walk in the wrong direction.
Oh, my gosh. And the irony of that is like they're going to be hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amy, that's great.
I don't know.
Hey, that air conditioner's not going to help you now, is it?
You better hope you get to take that to the afterlife. That's what it's all about. Good job, guys.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Now it's time for Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What happened when the computer fell on the floor?
What?
It slipped its disc.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
Who do you think is quicker to fall in love, men or women?
Women.
Men.
Oh, maybe this is a trick. I feel like women are the first to say it, but men are the first to actually fall in love.
For sure. Yeah.
That's got to be it.
Guys like lust. They see that hottie, like, I got to get that. Oh, you know what I mean? They're all googly-eyed. Women are like, oh.
That's after, like, 10 girlfriends.
Right.
The first time, they're like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, y'all are in love.
I love you.
We were talking to one of our friends the other day, a little younger than us, and he's like, I've just been dating a lot of girls. He's like, but I'm really ready to get married. We were like, are you sure? He goes, yeah. We're like, well, what are you doing to, like, fine? He goes, I don't know, I'm just hooking up with a bunch of girls. I'm like, that's not what you do to get married. It's not even the right mind. He goes, yeah, but, you know, I'm just having fun.
But I'm ready.
But then you're not ready to get married.
Right.
So the answer is, researchers from Rutgers University found that men are far and away quicker to fall in love.
Boom.
And also more likely than women to want children and quicker.
Ooh, that one I don't know about.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Let's get over to Eddie and the Spanish word of the day.
Eddie's Spanish word of the day.
All right, guys, the word of the day is pescando.
Pescando?
There we go.
Pescando.
You know what that means?
Pescando. Pescando.
Pesc is like, is that something fish? Pesca.
Here. Amy's on to it.
Catfish.
No. Pescando. No. Fishing.
Fishing.
Oh, good job. Good job. Good
pescando
job.
Means fishing. Let me use that in a sentence for you. You and me going pescando in the dark.
Yeah.
You and me.
Pescando
in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the blue grass grows.
Pescando.
Come on.
Fishing. I'm gonna buy me a boat and go pescando.
Hunting, pescando, loving every day.
Oh, good job. Yeah.
That's good. Hey, pescando.
Pescando, man.
Pescando.
I love going pescando.
I haven't been pescando in a while, actually. Pescando. Sometimes it's too hot to go pescando.
We should go pescando in again.
Sounds dirty.
Okay.
But it's not. I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Eddie, Spanish word of the day.
Coming up. By the way, this is the last week for Spanish word.
That's
Thank
it? Goodness.
The last full week.
Oh, no mas.
I got more words, guys.
No mas.
Oh.
You don't have that many. You doubled up last week.
You're right.
So. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Let's spill the tea.
Let's spill the tea.
This is just somebody tattletelling. And usually it's one person who's like, I got a secret. But two different people came to me to go, I got a secret. Not together, separately. About this person.
Who? Wonder what this secret is.
Well, it's on you.
On me?
Yeah.
I ain't got no secrets.
Morgan, you go first.
Well, I was just taking pictures, you know, of Warren Zeiders in the studio the other day, and I'm behind Lunchbox, and I look over. He's not doing crosswords anymore. No, he is buying tickets for a soccer game.
During an interview?
During the interview.
Not like at a commercial.
Nope. Like mid-interview, you and Warren are laughing it up, having a great time, and Lunchbox is sitting there focused on being in this queue for a soccer game.
What if I would have come over and been like, hey, Lunchbox, what'd you think about that question I asked?
He would have had no idea what you were talking about.
The other person that brought
wrong,
this up,
I would have said, that was good, Bobby. That's what I said.
But that wasn't the
reason. No, you asked, how was that question? That was good, Bobby.
Eddie, what were you going to say about this?
So, Bones, I mean, it wasn't just the interview. It was a few segments after the interview. He was still trying to buy these tickets. While you were telling some story or reading a news story, he was clicking over and over, sweating, trying to get these soccer tickets. And at one point, I saw him trying to buy $1,000 tickets. That's crazy for a guy that doesn't spend any money on anything, won't buy a car, has no money. He wants to make a lot of money. He was going to spend $1,000 on soccer tickets.
Okay, two things to address. One, oh, during the show, during work, you were trying to buy soccer tickets?
Yeah, during the, that's when the on sale was.
What does that mean? You were just buying tickets.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to get in on the pre-sale. I had the code, and so I got in there right at time. And I mean, I was clicking and clicking. And every ticket I clicked on is like, oh, so looks like someone else got that ticket.
But what about, like, it's been years and years, but Amy would be, like, shopping or something during a segment. You'd be like, she's not paying attention at work.
Right, well, but that distracts her. Me, I can multitask. Like, if you would have come to me, I'd have been ready to go, firing it off.
I don't think so, because he was even texting other people being like, hey, did you get tickets? I haven't gotten tickets.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift?
No. It was, man.
Are you, so yeah, he's going to be sad.
Lionel Messi was in town this past weekend, and tickets went on sale late last week, and he is the greatest soccer player to ever walk this earth. It's the Michael Jordan of soccer.
Okay.
And I was like, I've got to go see him, and so I was trying to get the tickets, and I couldn't get them. 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 And so I'm texting my other people. Hey, did you guys get them?
What was happening while you were texting people?
Zyder guy was singing songs.
What else?
I don't know, about gasoline or something. Mm-hmm. About
what else was happening?
That's about it, man. Okay. He played, I think he played a song.
No, I mean, what other bit, other segments you were?
No, I think that was it.
Like, Eddie
that's
said
not
it
true.
Was later.
That's not true.
There no, was... but Eddie, if Eddie can name a bit that I did it during, then fine, do it. But
I don't remember what bit we
exactly
did a second ago.
And it was stressing me out. Dude, like, I went from the highest of highs. When I had the pre-sale code and everything, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm walking around. I'm going to see Messi. I'm going to see Messi. And then as every click, I just started going. And I even had my credit card laying here so I wouldn't distract you during the interview. So I didn't
oh,
have to
thank
go,
you, buddy.
So wow, I didn't have to nice go to my you. Backpack to get the wallet.
Wow.
And dude, it was just.
So you didn't get tickets and you were trying to buy even $1,000 tickets?
No. That was for multiple tickets. When you add them up, they cost $1,000.
Why were you trying multiple?
Because people want to go. We were trying to go with people.
Yeah, they would have paid him back.
Yeah, they were going
to
pay
him. No, but why not just try to get one?
No. Here's the thing.
Point.
At that point, I abandoned my wife. I abandoned everybody. And my wife's like, oh, are you still getting two? And I'm like, yeah. And I was just trying for one. Didn't care about anybody else. I was leaving my wife at home. Did not give a crap.
What was the most you were clicking on? Because I saw 800 at one point.
Oh,
was
yeah. They were. And here's the thing. I was getting scalped, man. Like, I don't understand how it's legal. Ticketmaster Like, depending on how many people are on that website, the price goes up.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You can't, listen, if a hurricane hits in the Gulf, right, guess what you can't do?
Price gouge.
You can't price gouge the gas, so why can we price gouge the tickets?
The difference is if you need gas, you need gas to live and drive your car, this is something you don't have to do.
This is you want.
But if a scalper stands out in front of the stadium, it's illegal to scalp. Why?
I think what you're seeing are the Ticketmaster. I agree with you, by the way.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
But I'm saying, but it's through them. It's all verified tickets.
Like, us normal folks, we can't even go to the concerts anymore. We can't even go to the games. Devastated.
He is devastated.
Well, then that's punishment enough.
The stress, I mean, I've never been a ticket guy, so I've never had that experience where you're waiting in line for concert tickets and they sell out right before you get to the window. I felt like a Taylor Swift fan the other day. I felt like what it felt like to be a Swiftie.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get those tickets. Well, but this would be cool. Bring him in. Guess who's here?
Come on.
Shut up. Well, briefly, he's going to do an interview after the show. Lionel Messi, come in. Just kidding. He's not here.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you think he was coming?
I was about to say, dude, this... Oh my! That would.
I mean, it's believable. Y'all did that before.
Do you understand how big that would make us in the world if we had Lionel Messi on this show?
Does he speak English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to go.
Like, I mean, oh man. Yeah.
It was fun. I was there.
Hold on. Why are we deflecting from this?
I wasn't there. I'm just kidding.
Bones. Is it okay that he's buying tickets during the show, though?
No, it's not.
All right. It was a once in a lifetime.
You're letting him go because he's sad he didn't get to see the greatest of all time. But he was still not working.
And I think had he fallen at the time I needed him, it'd be different, but no penalty.
Because he never pays attention when a guest is here anyway.
That's true. He never pays attention, though.
All right.
But I'm sorry you didn't get to go.
Yeah, did Warren Zeiders have something fun to say? Is that his name Warren?
You'll never know.
Is his name Warren?
Yeah,
listen Warren. Back.
You'll never know. His punishment's to listen to the show.
Hi, Bobby Bones Show. I was wondering what your peach air fryer recipe was, because I have been making air fryer peaches and I just can't seem to get the topping crumble on top right, and I just wanted to know what you use. So that was all. Okay, goodbye.
I don't use topping crumble. My wife is like, you gotta use this air fryer more. It's healthier, it's easy, you won't burn yourself, because I'm like a child. And so she taught me how to make these peaches. So I put the parchment paper in the air fryer, chop the peaches up. I don't know, fry them, air fry them, pull them out, dump them on a plate, drizzle some honey over them. The end.
Are you did you use cinnamon?
If there's some in there.
Okay.
I don't know.
I thought you said that before.
But
that
sounds good, if Amy. It's in there, but I don't chase that down. But I don't have a crumble. So crumble would make them not as healthy too, and I would eat all the crumble. It would just be all crumble and a little bit of peach. But if you've never tried to use an air fryer, even a dum-dum like me can use it and make some pretty good stuff. We cook a lot of stuff in the air fryer. It's awesome. But no, there's no crumble over here. There's no Guy Fieri happening.
Pretty simple.
At all. Yeah. Here's Abby in Gainesville, Florida.
I went to Bobby's show in Tampa on Saturday night, and I was someone who drug my husband to that show. He doesn't listen to the show, but he was just kind of there to support me, and he walked away loving it. He had such a good time. He was laughing the whole time, so thank you for putting on such an amazing show. And if you're thinking about dragging a friend or a partner or a spouse to this show and you're scared to, just do it. Odds are they're going to enjoy it. Great job, Bobby. Thanks.
Thank you for coming. Tampa was, I don't know, it's awesome. They're just so good to us as a show, and they're so good to me. We did 2 sold-out nights at a theater down there, and it was mayhem, but in a wonderful way. When you're doing stand-up comedy, mayhem is good before, after a joke, and at the end of a show. Because if you're talking and people are yelling out, it interrupts everything. But they were, like, well-behaved.
Oh, nice.
And usually, the more excited you are, the harder it is to behave. But it was awesome. It really was. The last 2 weekends have been so good and so fun. And the show's getting pretty good. We shot a full night for the special. So that's it. I don't know. I have nothing to say, really. Let me tell you this.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you this.
Come on.
By the way, going to be in Vegas next on the 9th, if you guys want to come to the Vegas show. But I come out, and everybody's pumped, and I'm pumped. And when they're pumped, I'm pumped. I mean, they're giving me energy. I come out, and I'm like, what's up? There are cameras everywhere. So I'm a little, I wouldn't say nervous. I'm a little, like, excitedly anxious. And so people are, yeah. And there's this lady in the front. don't know, it's probably 70. Lots of energy, like vigor. And she's like, yeah. And so I see her and I go, yeah. I throw my arms in the air, both fists. I go, yeah. She goes, yeah. Well, she did this. She had front row seats, but it was those seats that aren't in the ground. They put extra chairs there if the show sells out. And so she goes, yeah. She slips and she falls.
No.
Had probably 70 years old. I don't know if she's listening right now. Whew, I was worried about you. So she falls. And I'm like, oh, no. Camera's on her. Everybody's like, you can't see everybody in the theater, but people see her and it's like a gasp. And then she, on the ground, takes her fist and puts it in the air like someone who's been injured at a football game when they cart them off. And they're like, thumbs up.
They're like, I'm good.
Then she climbs back up, sits in her seat, gets up again and goes, yeah, with both hands in the air. I was so relieved, one, that she wasn't hurt. And then two, it was hilarious how she got up and got right back into it.
You know when your adrenaline is so high that if you hurt yourself, you don't feel the pain in the
moment?
Great,
so she's hurting today.
So I'm wondering if the next day she will.
Oh, no. If you're listening, Granny, I hope you're okay. Call us if you can. I was worried, though. I brought her up on stage later just to test if she was okay. And she seemed okay, but she fell. I don't like falling.
No.
It gets less funny as you get older.
Oh, yeah. And it hurts more.
Yeah, and she went down pretty hard. But excellent weekend of shows. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And again, Vegas on the 9th of September. We're going to shoot two more special shows coming up. So that's it. BobbyBones.com if you want to see that. How was your weekend?
It was good. A lot of kids stuff. We spent a lot of time outdoors. We swam some. I threw the football a lot and the softball a lot. My right arm. The next day, speaking of, it's very sore. Like right now, I am so sore. I will say, though, my football throw is getting pretty good.
What hand do you throw with? Because you say you're ambidextrous.
Good question. I throw with my right, but I wonder if I practiced more with my left, if I would get more comfortable. Because, you know, when you throw with your right, you're supposed to step with your right foot, right?
No.
Opposite.
Yeah, this is probably why your arm hurts.
Oh, boy.
But see, do you see how I want to step with my right, though? So that would mean I want to throw left.
Or does it mean you should just step with the other foot?
Or you're doing it wrong.
Yes, it's just...
I throw better when I throw...
Step with the same foot you throw. That's what I do, though.
So I just, you know, spiral, nail
on
it.
On the show? Oh, you mean with the throw a spiral.
Well, yes, I spiral in life sometimes. I also have a pretty good spiral. Just saying.
You know?
If you ever need me.
I believe you. It'd be the weirdest legged spiral. The wrong leg going forward, but I'd love to see it.
Keep working, Amy.
Yeah, keep working. Hey, your son playing football?
No, actually he's not, but he loves to throw the football. He played last year, and then now he's in sixth grade, so he's aged out of the, like, where Eddie's kids play. So he's aged out of that, but seventh grade he could start at school.
Sounds like you're talking about the penal system. Like, he's aged out, and so now...
They at 12 is the cutoff, and so now that he's 13, so we'll try. He said he wants to maybe give seventh grade a try. We just had to practice tackling because that's what he doesn't like.
I never liked it, and I was an okay football player, but I always hated tackling. I don't want to get hit. Who wants to get hit?
Yeah, played the game. Like, he'll run the opposite direction.
Yeah, I wanted to do that. I wanted to do that, too.
Yeah.
You guys can call us if you want, 877-77-BOBBY. In a few moments, I want to play a little clip. I was basically weeping at like 2 o'clock in the morning this weekend when I saw this celebrity who had adopted this dog and the story about it. I mean, it was not worse. It was more emotional in a beautiful way than those Sarah McLachlan one eye in the arms of an angel. Like, that dog's got one eye. Sit, call. More than that, I was just so affected by it.
You're happy weeping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because those other ones, it's like sad, but then by the time you call and give them money, you're like, you're a little happier. And like 30 minutes later, you forget about it. So a few minutes, we'll get to that. Okay, first, the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
You do not need more willpower to lose weight. All you need is more sleep. Scientists found that people who increased their sleep time from 6 hours to over 7 consumed about 400 fewer calories during the day. That was without even trying to eat less. It just happened naturally in the majority of the people because it's all hormones. If you are lacking rest, sleep, have deficiencies in certain things, sometimes you just need sugar. Your body tells you to do this to replace. And so by that time you've eaten a bunch. I know if I'm exhausted, I'll just eat stuff. It's like some weird way to fuel myself through exhaustion.
But that makes sense. And if you sleep more, your hormones are more in balance and you're not just chasing food for the simple, I need a quick pep up. Never really thought about that.
Now we just need willpower to sleep.
I don't know if willpower makes you
sleep.
Well,
no, it's like sometimes
I have a lot of willpower and I struggle sleeping.
Oh, yeah, true. But I mean, some people don't like have the willpower or discipline to be like, okay, I need to get this done and set my alarm. And this is when I'm actually going to get in my bed and not watch TV or scroll on Instagram. Or
you know, we watched last night for about 45 minutes. We've been watching it for like the last 4 or 5 nights. Fantasy Factory.
Ooh, what's that?
Rob Dyrdek. What's it called?
Mm-mm. No, what's that?
Is it called Fantasy Factory? It's old. It's from like 2001.
Fantasy Factory?
I never watched Rob Dyrdek or Big and Rob or, yeah, Rob and Big, whatever their names are. I never watched any of that because it was on MTV. And it's like Kaylin's favorite show. It's so funny.
Oh, that's what she was watching on the plane.
Oh, she was?
Yes, got it.
And okay. She's like, hey, do you want to watch some Fantasy Factory with me? And I was like, yeah, what's that? So it was Rob Dyrdek.
Funny?
I don't know anything about the guy. Hilarious. I want to be his friend. And this is 10 years ago. 10 years ago, is he still alive?
Yes.
He does ridiculousness now.
That's all
they did a whole
MTV.
Episode of him getting that show. Whoever Rob Dyrdek is, skateboarder or extreme games guy?
A skater.
Awesome. I want to be his friend.
He's awesome.
10 years ago, I want to be his friend. I don't know what it's up to now. And there's a girl on there named Chanel West Coast.
Yeah, there is.
It's my favorite name of anybody I've ever heard in my whole life. I don't even know much about her, but her name is Chanel West Coast and she works there. And I told Kate, that's my favorite name. Like, is she alive? I don't know, but her name's awesome. So, and then I saw that Big died.
Yeah, Big's dead.
Oh.
Spoiler.
Oh, man.
Nobody even told me. I was Googling stuff last night.
Big. Yeah.
Okay.
Christopher Big Black Boykin died in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? Anyway, it's a funny show. It's old, I know, but.
Where do you watch it?
On Amazon. Where else?
Okay.
Where I watched Rope. Where I watch anything that's old, yeah. But we've been watching a lot of that. But he had a heart attack, Big Black did. Dang. That show's funny, though. They were doing a thing where they brought Rob Dyrdek's mom in to do a commercial. And they were doing a commercial for a prepaid card so parents could make sure their kids can learn how to use a credit card. I love that I'm explaining an episode of from 2001.
So old.
But so she comes in and it's so funny because she doesn't do television. And he's just so like motivating and positive toward her. And then after they finish the commercial, he has a red carpet set up and then Fabio shows up because that's her crush. It's so funny. Anyway, moving on. I don't care if you watch it or not. Okay. Anyway, lose weight, sleep more. The longer you've been dating, the more likely the chances you'll get married. That's what most people feel. And I understand that because you think if we're together a long time, I'm figuring out, they're figuring out through time, if we can get through hard things, easy things, fun things, will we still have a bond after 2, 3, 4 years? But that is not actually true when it comes to men. The study found that women tend to believe the more time invested into a relationship, the higher chances that it will eventually result in marriage. But researchers found that men know whether or not they want to marry somebody within the first year.
Wow.
Like the end. And if they don't feel it by then, chances are they probably aren't going to do it unless the woman pressures them to do it.
I feel like we should go to our resident, we dated our girls forever till we got married, Eddie and Ray.
Yes. Yeah,
sure.
And I believe you both got the old pooper get off the pot speech, right?
We did. But I mean, I was in love like immediately and we dated and I thought it was great. I didn't just never thought about marriage, like ever. I thought we were perfect for each other. But until she said, are we ever going to get married? That's when I was like, oh man, I didn't think about that.
So, but in the first year, you're like, oh, yeah, I love.
For sure. It sounds like a story that's easy to tell now.
Yeah.
But then it was what?
I don't know then. But you were together for how long?
6 years.
And then she said what to you?
Hey, you're not going to ask me to get married, I'm going to move on. Like, it's time to just.
I love that about her.
Break up.
Raymundo, what happened with you guys?
With us, I mean, marriage was just, I didn't feel like signing contracts and documents and having a wedding. And it just seems like a lot of stuff. Why not just date? But then she explained to me people are supposed to get married in life, so then I decided to do it.
But you were also very adult.
Yeah, I was, but this show keeps you a kid, honestly.
She explained to me.
I kept thinking it was like the 27-year-old version of me, but I kept getting older on this show. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
You think this show caused you to not want to get married?
Yeah.
Because of the crazy life you lived?
Yeah, I mean, my original purpose on the show was I was the single guy doing crazy stuff, dating girls.
That wasn't a role. That's just who you were.
I know. It's tough to get out of that, though.
No, but we didn't say you have to do this. You were just that.
Correct. You didn't say that. Yeah. But in my head, I kind of thought I had to.
But you weren't the single guy dating girls. You were dating her for 6 years.
Yeah.
So you weren't the single guy dating girls.
Right. I'm talking way back. But then I got here. I got in a relationship. And so then I started getting serious. But, I mean, it just takes time. That's why it was 6 years later. My wedding hashtag. It took 6 years.
And she matched on Tinder with your old roommate?
Correct. We were all friends at first and then started dating seriously.
Did she go out with your old roommate ever?
She did, but I was there too. So... It was a group date.
Did they?
Because he wasn't from town. No, they never kissed, and we all went to bars together.
Got it. Never kissed once.
No.
Would that have been a deal breaker?
He just wanted to Tinder girls so that we could go party with him. We weren't trying to hook up with girls.
Okay.
Wait, isn't that what a Tinder girl?
You got on Tinder and met up with girls, and you weren't trying to hook up.
Just a handshake.
No, to meet up with people that had downtown
fellowship, go to church.
No, where we could go hang out. We had nowhere to hang out. Lunch's ghetto in East Nashville was terrible. So I was like, dude, Tinder some chicks and let's go party with them.
Tinder some chicks.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're moving on here. How to tell if the cabin crew has a crush on you? You're in an airplane, you think the flight attendant is getting a little flirty with you?
They never have a crush on you.
Well, here's...
They do.
They don't.
For sure.
They're working.
Oh, so you've never had a crush on someone when you work somewhere?
I mean, I don't know. What does it say, Bones?
There's no way.
An anonymous cabin crew member revealed flight attendants have a secret code to secretly reveal their crushes. Every time a cabin crew member spots an attractive passenger, they simply say cheerio.
Cheerio?
That's like the word.
Even if it's like an American flight?
Yeah, is this a foreign airline?
That'd be weird.
That's the word. That's from Daily Mail. Marriage annulled for a woman who never met the groom. Now, this is during COVID and the lockdown. They met over Facebook. They tried to get together. She tried to travel from the United States to Britain to visit him, but they were like, nope, can't come. So they just talked online every night. And then there's a place that you can legally marry couples over Zoom in Utah. So that's what they did. They made their union official in August of 2021. Sadly, it only took a couple of months for the dream to end. They filed for annulment and they got it. At long last, the annulment was finally granted over a year and a half later. They should also have like a penalty time. You cannot get married for another 2 years. Mm. You made this dumb decision. I'm going to protect you from making another dumb decision. You now are in the penalty box 2 years before you get married again.
It's like probation.
Yeah, you married someone on the internet without ever meeting them.
Yeah, I mean, they sort of have that, like judges have that when you're state to state, it's different. But when you're getting a divorce, you have a time if you have kids where you cannot make that decision. Like you have to go be proactive and do certain things. And they're like, you can't even file or do anything until you have considered this for 90 days.
They make you go on 10 dates and write in your journal about it. Two stories left. The planned wedding of a Boston couple on hold after the dog ate the groom's passport.
Oh, gosh.
They were going to go from Boston and get married in Italy. And they're getting all their stuff together. Their 1.5-year-old golden retriever showed up with a passport in his mouth. Surely, since it's made the news, they can expedite one of those things. But they're like, dog ate the passport. Dog showed up with the passport. That's from NBC Boston. And then a show that I love that maybe you guys didn't watch. I just wanted to mention it. The Peripheral, where they would put on that head thing. And then they would go in and it was like it got canceled.
Never saw it.
Loved it.
Oh.
It was on Amazon. I couldn't get enough of it. They canceled it, not because the show was bad, but because the writer strike.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, we couldn't even get it on until 2025 now, if we started. Mm. Bummer. That's from Variety. Did you watch it?
No, but I had on my
empathizing.
List.
She's like, that sucks.
No, I was
like,
wow, okay, thank you. That.
No, I'm going to watch the first one, but also I feel it
Don't
for them.
Don't watch the first one. What? If they're not doing season two, it just leaves you hanging.
Well, I'll just pretend.
Pretend it. Oh, create your own ending?
There's no point in doing that.
Yeah, there's no point in doing that.
Okay.
All right. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope.
You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. I'd finished my show Friday night in Tampa. Great crowd. Go back to the hotel. My wife and I, she falls asleep. And I'm just on TikTok watching clips. And I watch this one and I'm like almost is in tears. Because it was just so beautiful. And I don't know if it's because I love dogs, so I get dogs fed to me, or if I love Steve-O from Jackass and I get Steve-O fed to me. By the way, there's a clip of Steve-O, and he's like, hey, he talks about the story when he rescued his dog. He went to another country to climb a mountain, and there were tons of street dogs. Listen to this.
I came to Peru on this crazy mission to learn how to mountain climb, and I wanted to find a street dog to be my companion. So on my first day, I bought a couple bags of dog food. And I went around trying to feed dogs. None of them wanted anything to do with me until I met Wendy. But of course, I'm filming this TV show, so I had to go into this building where she wasn't allowed. And I thought I'd never see her again. But later that night, we went out to a restaurant. And when we came out, Wendy appeared with a whole bunch of friendly dogs, and they all wanted love. It was like she told the dogs that I was cool.
This just makes me so happy.
So the dogs don't want anything to do with them on the street, like birds, if you're in New York, except for that one dog. And then later on, she shows up with other dogs who wanted to like talk with them and hang out with them. Not talk with them, but you know.
Right. Yeah.
So he's like, okay, you're my dog. And so he sneaks her, well, he tried to sneak her into the hotel they were in.
So she followed us as we walked back to the hotel. When we got to the hotel, I picked her up and snuck her in. Well, we got busted right away by the dude who runs the hotel.
Dogs are not allowed in the hotel.
What if I pay you a crazy amount of money?
I cannot break the rules.
If we give her a bath and then we bring her down.
Okay,
cool.
Okay,
thank you so much. That bathwater was disgusting. They set up a tent for me to sleep with her outside.
So that's what he did. He stayed in a tent outside. And I'm like, duh. Because like when Stanley or Eller gets sick, I'll just sleep beside their, if they have to be kenneled, cause so they don't like eat their wound or something, I'll just sleep right beside the kennel. Maybe I'm just feeling it because I'm like, that's what I would do. Like, and maybe I was just a mess because I had a good show and people were so like loving to me. And I do love dogs.
Oh, that's special.
It is awesome.
I like it.
And so finally, he ends up taking her home.
The very next day, I took her to the vet, got her defleed, dewormed, vaccinated with every shot. They even sprayed perfume on her.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
And she was just good to go. She's no street dog anymore. I love this dog so much. She's already got a flight to LA. Like that, I'm gonna make her a service animal. I think I'm gonna buy her a ticket on every airplane I ever get on, everywhere I go, for the rest of her life.
It's the 6th anniversary. Wendy's still kicking. It's an awesome video. Cool.
I don't even know. I just like.
It makes me want to go home and hug my dog.
Yeah, it's a really good video.
Yeah.
We have a new football video show that's up today. If you go to BobbyBones.com, you can see it. It's called Too Much Access. And we go to the Carolina Panthers to their training camp. And we hang out with Bryce Young, their quarterback, their head football coach, Frank Reich. And like 10-minute episodes. And there's one point of it where I'm holding a football. And I'm just being funny. And Coach Wright used to play for the Buffalo Bills, amongst other teams. So he's a head coach, but he's also a big dude, football player, quarterback. And I said, do I look pretty manly holding this ball? And he goes, I don't know, can you hold on to it? And he slaps the ball. And I don't fumble it. I gotta get a grip on this thing. Well, after he slaps it, I'm like, well, that game's over. I let loose. He hits it again. Boom, right in the face. The ball nails me right in the face.
Yeah.
But then I catch it.
Oh.
That's, did not fumble.
That's right. And he's like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, no, no. Look who didn't fumble. So the show is so stupid, but it's really cool if you love football. Carolina Panthers are now, and you can go to BobbyBones.com if you want to watch it. The first episode is like 10 minutes. We do a bunch of teams. We got a bunch coming out. We've been traveling.
Yeah, like how often will this release?
We got 4 in the can right now. That's not the butt. Sorry, 4 coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can also feels like it could be in the butt.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't have
it's
4.
It's not in the butt.
No, no.
People I like, never thought
I'm going to kick you in the can.
Okay. Yeah, did no. not know. I
don't have 4 episodes in my butt. We have 4 right now. We have a bunch of schools inviting us to come out. We've only had one school blow us off completely. They wanted nothing to do with us. And I'm not going to say who it is, but there's an O in their name.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was leaving it there.
And probably a U, too.
No. Well, it's any university.
That's what I meant.
Right. Yeah, I got you. So, but yeah, it's up. Or you can go over to Too Much Access, Bobby Bones, on YouTube if you want to watch it. But we're pretty proud of it. It's pretty cool. I'm not saying I agree with that, but I'm saying I felt that. Here's the story. There's a guy, 63. He flies for United. He is facing charges after taking an axe to a wooden parking arm at an employee lot at the Denver airport.
Wasn't opening.
If this thing wouldn't open.
I get it.
You shouldn't do it, but I felt that.
Oh, wow.
I felt that. And I don't think this makes him not level-headed, because the whole story is, you depend on someone to make level-headed decisions, like a pilot. No, I depend on them in that situation to be trained to make level-headed decisions.
But where did he get the axe from?
In his car, bro.
He just has one in the trunk.
Who doesn't? A United Airlines pilot's facing charges after he used an axe to attack a wooden parking arm at the Denver airport. When he gets out of his car, he's in black slacks. His shirt's still buttoned up. It's a white button-up shirt, full sleeves. And he goes hard at it. Big. Woo, and it bounces.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there are other cars coming through the other side. Because, you know, one opens up here on the other side. The cars are coming in. They're just driving through. And there's a guy with an axe. Boing, boing. Just nailing it. Kenneth Jones, 63. Swings hard for 63. Must have been an athlete when he was younger. Footage is out. He was in an employee parking lot. The parking lot has long lines. That being said, there is not really a line for him to get out at this point, because there are cars coming in, but he's just swinging. He grabs the axe out of his trunk, starts chopping. 23 swings. How many licks to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
23, got it.
How many swings until you knock off the wooden arm?
What? Is anybody curious why he's an axe in the back of his car?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
He lives in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everyone in Colorado has an axe in their car?
Probably. Yeah. And everybody in Arkansas had a shotgun in their truck.
Okay, okay.
You know
not
what?
Everybody.
Most of us.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sure it makes sense, like chopping down things randomly.
Yeah, you never know where you're going to be. You got to chop down a tree.
Yeah.
I mean, when he chops it down and walks out, it's just, he walks through like, my grandma used to watch this actor named Charles Bronson.
Oh,
he used to blow
awesome.
Stuff up and then walk away from it. He'd be like, all right. That's what you get from messing with the man. Boom! He just walk off slowly. He chops that down and just takes off walking. I think we give this guy a raise. I want this guy flying me. He means business. So, yeah, they caught him. They wrestled the axe from him. Two other employees see him that work in like the. They go and they wrestle the axe. The cops arrested him in a nearby field. He told them, I just hit my breaking point.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I wonder if the cops are like, hey, man, we get it.
Yeah.
But you got to come in.
Yeah, I don't agree with it, but I get it. And they just held him. That was it. This poor guy couldn't get
it. It happened. See, this is why breath work can come in handy. How do you know?
No, this is why you keep an axe in your car. That's what I take from it more than like breath work.
Can you not just go through it with your car?
It wouldn't open.
They seem flimsy enough to just
drive through it.
Yeah. Why do you want to hurt your car?
Yeah, you don't want to dent your car.
If you went slow, you wouldn't just slowly break it?
I'm watching the cops arrest him in a field.
It's more therapeutic.
Is he resisting?
No, he walks up and it's like, that's showbiz, baby. Take me in. Two of them, and they're being cool with him. He's still in his he swung 23 times. And his shirt's still tucked in.
Wow.
You got to admire that. That's a heck of a tug job. Wow. Was in Tampa this weekend doing my comedically inspirational shows. Love Tampa. This story's not good. Five people have been killed in Florida after contracting a flesh-eating bacteria in the waters near Tampa Bay.
Oh, man.
It's called Vibrio vulnificus, and it can be contracted through going through warm seawater with open wounds and also eating raw shellfish, particularly oysters.
Oh.
We didn't eat oysters, did we?
I did not.
No, we did not.
I would have.
But we didn't.
Diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, skin infections, bloodstream infections are fatal half the time. The governor of New York's also warned about it. But yeah, this rare flesh-eating bacteria has killed people. That's crazy.
Mm.
You go on vacation and you're like, it's just a wound. Let me go out there. Next thing you know,
it's eating your wound.
I just wouldn't go. If I had a wound, I'm probably not going to get in the ocean.
Yeah, but some, like, I'm thinking wound. Could it be like if you nick yourself shaving? Like if you had a nick on your neck?
I don't know.
You know?
If it is that considered a, could a small cut be a wound?
I don't know.
I feel like it's got to get so, there's got to be like a size to a wound.
I don't know.
Like if I came in, I was like, guys, I wounded myself this morning. You're like, where were you? Oh, it's really my neck. I'm just shaving. You guys would be like, shut up. That's not a wound.
Or they meant any open...
Any open spot on your skin.
I'm just saying the word wound.
That's a good point.
A wound is what you do with a machete. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like Amy's ear. That's a wound, right?
How is your ear, by the way, after surgery?
Well, it's healing well. I'm supposed to go get my stitches out today. Might have to bump to tomorrow because it's something, but I'll get them out in the next few days and then we should be... good to go. I don't think I had a 50-50 chance of infection. I didn't get it.
Oh, your wound's all good?
My wound's all good.
That Dr. Lucky, I feel like I could be her friend.
Yeah, she's cool.
Didn't she just seem cool?
Yeah, she's
like
cool.
You trusted her. You didn't feel like she was going to take an axe to any sort of arm.
Nope.
She was like, good, solid.
But if she did, I'd get it.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't agree with it, but I get it.
That's like Eddie saw her out at football.
I did.
Like, then,
you did?
At my son's football practice, he was walking a trail. I'm like, Dr. Lucky? We talked for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What'd she say? She goes, I'm not really a doctor. That was a joke.
No.
Came up.
She was actually in her scrubs. That's how I recognized her.
That'd be an easy way to recognize a doctor.
Yeah.
Walking in. If I was a doctor, I'd live in scrubs. Uh-huh. Dang. You guys can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. Big shout out to Tampa. I hate that that's happening there in the water.
Yeah.
But you guys were amazing to me. Had two amazing shows. The theater we were in. It's called the Tampa Theater. It's really, really old.
Yes, I was going to say it looked very historic.
Not so old as in crappy. It actually sounded great. Old as in what they told us, it was the first building to have air conditioning in Tampa, period, ever back in like the 20s, 30s or something. Huh? And so Eddie is like walking around in the building.
It seemed ornate.
Yeah, or
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like Bobby's saying old, and a lot of times when things were built, carefully crafted, ornate, like theaters had this vibe.
Yeah.
Think of ornate as a root of maybe like ornament.
Oh, okay. It looked like an ornament.
Sure.
Very nice.
Just so you can remember that word. That's how I do it, honestly.
Okay, I'll write that down.
So Eddie goes up and he's like exploring like a kid. He goes, oh my God, I found a room. And there was like a secret hidden dungeon room, but it was up high.
For what?
I don't know.
There was like, how do you say, there were like suit coats hanging. Like somebody maybe lived up there, but they weren't ever there. And there was an organ up there.
Eddie was like, I think the Phantom of the Opera lives here.
That's what it looked like.
It was weird. And then everybody that would come in the back, Eddie would take them up there.
You need to see this.
And I was like, you don't even know what's up there. But it was really cool. We had a great, great weekend. I'll be in Vegas on September 9th. Would love to see you guys if you want to come out there. But BobbyBones.com if you want to get tickets, or BobbyBones.com if you want to watch our new show, Too Much Access, with the Carolina Panthers this week.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 38-year-old man had his buddy over, and they were arguing about something. He pulls out a gun, says, bop, shoots him in one leg. Bop, shoots him in the other leg. All over which TV show to watch?
All over disrespect. You can be disrespected in many ways. And the TV show just happened to be what was used, a conduit to get to the disrespect.
Yeah, I just wonder what shows they were fighting.
Yeah, what did they settle on?
It doesn't say, but they did say it was around 4 a.m.
Oh, so they're probably...
Ooh.
Well, it depends what channel they're watching.
What was that show with Raj Lodge? Raj
Cheaters.
Dodge?
No.
Blind Date.
Blind Date.
That's always like at 4 in the morning.
That's funny. My friend Courtney was on Blind Date.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He went with three girls. This is 10 years ago, maybe longer than that. And he is like second cousins to Bill Clinton. And like doesn't have a relationship close, but still second cousin. So they used it and they drove him in a presidential limo in Arkansas. And he had these girls. And
that's bizarre. Awesome.
It was hilarious. So Blind Date or
Cheaters is always late.
Cheaters didn't come on.
Love Connection.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm trying to think of shows. I don't even watch cable anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's all because I'm like, what? I would go to Nick at Night, or I'd go like the chicken rotisseries at 2 a.m. they're selling. It's been 3 years since I've had the TV on late at night. Friends, maybe on Nick at Night or something like that.
No, locked up.
Y'all are going late. What if it's the 4 a.m. like that's when news starts for something?
Nah,
I bet they're not fighting over their favorite news anchor.
If they're shooting each other.
No. Okay, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
On the phone, Brad in Colorado. Brad, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Bobby? Morning, studio.
Morning.
So, I was wondering, last week you guys were talking about how Lunchbox is obnoxious when he goes out for business or company functions, and he's like, I can order what I want, I'm not paying, blah, blah, blah. So, I was wondering if Lunchbox was the owner of the company and one of his employees did that, or he heard one of his employees do that, how would he feel about that?
For those listening that don't know the story, it's not a one-time thing, but the story last week was Lunchbox went to dinner with some listeners, and he ordered like three entrees, and he's like, it's free. I'm just going to eat everything. Not new. I mean, he goes to a St. Jude event and steals extra St. Jude bags.
They were giving away backpacks, so
one,
I got
one.
So
person.
I got different colors.
If the guy sees something, he just takes it. So, but you didn't steal. You took extra. Ooh, it's a fine line, though, because... Everybody's supposed to get one.
No, yeah.
Anyway,
he—he—he—that's stealing.
He took advantage of the system.
He took gift cards from that restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, that was called Jasper's, man. We were having a Christmas party, and they were handing out $15 gift cards to
one
each.
Per person.
Yes, but I worked the room and went to different corners and got three. That way, you could pay for a whole meal
from all their people. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say to him if you had a business and your employee was doing that?
Oh, it depends on how good the employee is. When you're an important employee, you get away with more. It's sort of like a star athlete. You're allowed to do things that others aren't. And so I feel like probably the company looks at it that way. Like, hey, this is our MVP. So if he's going to do that, it's kind of worth it to keep him happy.
So as long as you have an MVP on your team, they can
Yeah, if
like
they're the
you.
Top salesman, if I own a sales company. No, I'm saying if I own one and they're the top salesman, they do that, no problem.
But what are you the top of?
Hello? Everybody calls in and says how important I am to the show.
He has a sales company.
I haven't heard those
He's
calls.
The top of the sales company with salespeople.
No, but he's saying if I owned a business, I don't know what business I would own, but let's say they're just some guy that barely makes quota and only is selling two things a month. Guess what? You gone.
But that's kind of you because you don't really do a lot of work here.
I know, Mr. Busy, but I am pretty important. Everybody calls in and tells us how important
but
I am.
Everybody doesn't. So
they always say I'd stop listening if Lunchbox wasn't here.
Never heard that.
I think you're a valuable part of the show, but just as Eddie and Amy and Mike.
Mm. Not most valuable?
It's a recipe, you know? There's
Absolutely.
Different ingredients.
Right. There's different ingredients, but there's certain ingredients you can leave out and it'll be just fine.
Really?
Brad, I appreciate that call. We just got a little, we popped a top on some obnoxious right here this morning. So I appreciate that, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, see you, mean. Mm-hmm. We're out of here. Goodbye.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.